From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump to make an announcement Thursday whether the U.S. will pull out from a global Paris climate agreement. Reports suggest he will withdraw from the accord on voluntary carbon emissions reductions. Mr. Trump has questioned the science of man's impact on the climate and insists withdrawal will save U.S. jobs. But Columbia Business School professor Jeffrey Heal said pulling out is not supported by all business.
A lot of U.S. business is quite keen to remain in the Paris Agreement because they want the U.S. to have a seat at that table. These are going to be important negotiations. These are going to be negotiations that will affect every country in the world. And the U.S. really should be present in those negotiations. It's silly to just walk out of them.
The U.S. had pledged to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by up to 28% below 2005 levels by the year 2025. Gary Huffbauer of the Washington-based Peterson Institute said a withdrawal announcement would not have any immediate impact.
It's a symbolic gesture, a symbolic rejection of the importance of climate change, whether it does very much right away to speed up the trajectory of carbon emissions to me is quite doubtful, but it certainly doesn't accelerate the reduction of carbon, on the other hand.
Meanwhile, China and the European Union plan to meet Friday to reaffirm their support of the Paris Agreement. Media reports indicate that an airstrike killed Rayan Meshel, the founder of the Islamic State's media outlet Amag, and his daughter in eastern Syria's province of Deir ez-Zor. There has been no independent confirmation and no official comment from the U.S.-led coalition. The website served as the Sunni militant group's news agency announcing claims of responsibility for attacks. This is VOA News. A powerful truck bomb exploded during morning rush hour Wednesday in Afghanistan's capital Kabul, killing at least 90, wounding hundreds. Most of the victims, civilians, walking near the German embassy. Several American contractors were wounded. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility, but Afghan intelligence suspects the blast was carried out by the Taliban-affiliated Haqqani Network, which has ties to Pakistan. Afghan analyst Nazif Shirani of Indiana University said such a link would make sense.
The relations with Pakistan is not very good, and Pakistan's relationship globally, and I think, is becoming more problematic for them. And they are desperate. They probably think they may have a chance to topple the government by doing more of these kinds of bold attacks.
President Trump called his Afghan counterpart, Ashraf Ghani, to offer his condolences and to condemn the attack, which came at the start of the holy month of Ramadan. 13 Turkish soldiers were killed when their helicopter crashed in the country's southeast after hitting a high-voltage power line. It's an area near Iraq where the military is engaged in operations against Kurdish militants. British Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, buoyed by rising opinion polls ahead of next week's national election, has challenged Prime Minister Theresa May to a televised debate. Speaking in Bath Wednesday, Ms. May, who has refused to take part in live television debates, said she'd rather meet the public and answer their questions.
It's about getting out and around the country. It's about meeting voters. It's about hearing questions directly from voters. I think that's important. And it's about being open with voters, which I've been in my manifesto about the challenges that lie ahead for this country, but also about the opportunities that lie ahead for this country and how together we can actually build that better future.
The election is June 8. One poll suggests the ruling Conservatives could lose their majority in Parliament. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta Wednesday presided over the opening of a Chinese-built railway, a passenger train made the maiden journey from the port of Mombasa to the capital, Nairobi.
Today, we celebrate one of the key cornerstones to Kenya's transformation to an industrialized, prosperous, middle-income country.
The $3.2 billion project was funded almost entirely by China, replacing a line built more than a century ago by colonial Britain. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is to meet rival Cypriot leaders in New York Sunday in a bid to save the faltering peace process. The UN chief called for crisis talks following the collapse last week of a UN drive to convene a Cyprus peace conference in Geneva. President Trump met his visiting Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phuc and welcomed the signing of billions of dollars in business deals, including a power generation project headed by General Electric. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.